Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are here broadcasting live in Canada, Toronto, in North America. And I have to mention that because you probably are wondering, why does she have to say that? Well, the reason is, and as I've explained to all my 1,000 listeners, we have people listening to us all over the world. Yeah, that's true, all over the world. And the song that you were just listening, as all of you know, tomorrow is November the 11th, Remembrance Day. And this is for us to remember the people that have fought in the war for us in the past. And it's a remember for us not to keep doing that, and for us to have that memory of how many people have given their life for us to have freedom, especially in North America, especially in North America. We have prepared for you an amazing, amazing show with a fantastic guest that would love to talk about her experience and everything that that she's working on. So before I bring her on, I always like to take my couple of minutes to thank everyone. And as I mentioned earlier, today is November the 10th and we are live. But if you do want to call in and ask my guest a question, please don't hesitate. The number to call in is 346-996-3926. This show is recorded and we are live, but if you are just tuning in at the middle of the end, you can always go to my social media, is Lizzie T, Facebook, LizzieTRadio.com, and our website is LizzieT.com as well. So thank you so much, everyone, for supporting our show and for being here with us, listening to every day to fantastic guest. I have to say hello to my friends in Australia. It is evening for them, so I know that they're listening because they do love to listen in the evening, right after they come from work or some of the listeners there love to hear the novelty that the Lizzie T Radio Show has to offer. Also, my friends in South America, Central America, we have beautiful friends in Jamaica that are listening to the show, and also that guests that have been in the show, Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful provinces. We have from all the west to east, we have listeners as well, and obviously the states, that's what our guest is originally from, Baltimore, and also we have our listeners are in Europe. We have England, Turkey, Ukraine, Spain. We go into Africa, and the list goes on. Do you remember about 2 years ago when I used to just name the cities? Well, I can't do that anymore because we ran out of time, so that's not cool. But I do have to mention, because some people are saying, well, Lizzie, you forgot me, and Lizzie, you forgot me. So I'm trying not to forget at least the continent. And if you want me to say a special hello to someone like Solange. I know she was feeling sick right now, hoping that you feel better. And also, I want to extend beautiful thanks and prayers and wishful thoughts for my father that is in the hospital right now. He's recuperating very, very finely. And I thank everyone for your support. Also, my sponsors, I really wanted to thank my sponsors. Right now, we're being sponsored by naturenova.ca. So if you are interested in nature programs for your school, for your camps, for your daycare, contact naturenova.ca. Also, we're being sponsored by Alka Total Fitness, alkatotalfitness.ca. They're right here in the Toronto area. If you're looking at getting rid of 900 calories per class, contact alkatotalfitness.com. And also, last but not least, itspocket.ca. So they're kind of like eBay, but they're right here in Canada. So itspocket.ca. So thank you very much, everyone, for sponsoring my show and for sponsoring the show. We have people here working really hard to make the show to your likeness. And don't forget, this is a radio show, so we are playing a song right after the interview, and the songs are a submission that all of you have sent to us. We are our inbox is packed with MP3. And we have today the song that the singer Sorrentis from California has sent us, Devotion, or a thank to the warriors that had fought for us. So that was pretty interesting. So thank you so much, Sorrentis. We also are playing the song from Andrea Goodman. The song is called Pages. And last but not least, we are playing the song from, and I just want to make sure that I don't get that wrong. It's called Give Me a Chance by one of our artists in Italy. So this is fantastic. Thank you so much. And we started playing one song, and we noticed that we didn't have enough time. So we extended the time, so we have three songs after our interview. Well, looks like my housekeeping is pretty much all taken care of, and my theme song started to play, so I know it's time for me to move on. We are talking today to if you've noticed on my social media, there is a link, and we're talking about adoption. And I'm not the expert, and I'm hoping that my guest is, her name is Julian Kelly. She was born in Baltimore. She was placed for adoption shortly after. She has been searching for her birth family officially since she was the age of 18. She also researched on the internet since she was 12. So this person is very, very curious to know who her biological parents are. But she's also working on a film and Almost Family, and she has an interest in education in to the general public about unintended consequences of adoption. and the links between adoption and mental illness, which a lot of people attribute mental illness to depression, to death in the family, things like that. But I don't think a lot of you think that mental illness could actually come from not knowing where you come from. Julian has long-standing history as an advocate for marriage equality and is now advocating for adoptees. So I will bring her on, and I'm hoping that she can answer a lot of my questions and a lot of perhaps of your questions. If you have a question for myself or for Julian, please make sure that you write them down on my social media. There is a radio button. Again, the social media is Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There's a radio button. If you want to click on it, you can listen to us live. And you can write on the social media, you can write your question. Or if you don't feel embarrassed to call us, then you can always call us at 347-996-3926. And I'll bring her on, and hoping that you can feel her welcome. So here's Julian. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Welcome all the way from Baltimore. You're still in Baltimore, right?
Yes, yes. I'm originally from Baltimore and came back to Baltimore to sort of finish up the documentary. So that's where I am.
So let's get started. But I always like to play a little game just to make it comfortable and make sure that you're feeling welcome here in Toronto, Canada, the Lizzie T Radio Show. What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink? I would have to say orange juice.
Fantastic. And, you know, I get everything here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, from orange juice to pina colada to wines. My favorite is lemon water. So fantastic. Thank you so much for playing along. So for people that are listening to us right now all over the world and they don't know you, they don't know your story, people in Australia, people in Africa or Europe, can you give us a little bit of background, how you got started? I read a little bit of your bio. You were searching for your birth parents, but can you give us your view?
Sure. Well, I was searching for my birth parents, and because my adoption was a closed adoption, I didn't have access to my original birth certificate. So I didn't know what my birth parents' names were. I knew virtually nothing about them. So the search was really difficult. So I turned to search angels, which are these really wonderful people who just give of their time and their energy, and they help reunite adoptees with their families for free. And the search angels that I spoke with said, well, you don't have very much information, so your best bet is to just go through DNA testing. So I went to Ancestry.com, and I did a DNA test, and that was the thing that was able to connect me with my biological family.
So fantastic. You are actually very lucky enough, blessed enough to be able to find your birth parent. That's great. I hear that some of the adoptees, they don't even go as far as finding them. So that's actually a good ending story, which is not finished yet. So the curiosity and the wanting to know who your birth parent were, this is because when you're you were adopted from the beginning, so it wasn't a news for you, right?
Yes, they told me that I was adopted from the beginning, and they reiterated it, and they reminded me. But also, my adoption was finalized in 1985, so I wasn't adopted as an infant. So basically, going through the process of right. of trying to find out more information about why I was relinquished, and all of that put me into contact with the adoption community, made me want to really give a voice to the experience that I'd had and the experience that I knew that others were going through as well. So I started to film a documentary, and it's finished. It's called Almost Family. And it's been an incredible journey. It really has.
So So how is the, once you were able to find your birth parent, how is your relation, what is your relationship with them? Do you have any relationship at all? Or that was one of the things that was intriguing you, was killing you inside, was taking you into, you know, not feeling good. We talk about a mental illness, and how was that?
Well, the DNA test was able to connect me with cousins. But after being connected with my family, my birth parents actually, well, my birth parent on that side, actually didn't come forward. We're still not sure who my birth parent is in a line of siblings. But as far as that relates to mental illness, you know, I certainly felt growing up less than my peers. When we were assigned projects in school, which required us to go back and report our ancestry information, I had to get either an alternative project or I had to report on history that I really had no personal relationship with. Mm. And also, you know, within society in the U.S., sometimes, you know, there are movies and jokes and, you know, people kind of, I unintentionally sometimes refer to adoption in a derogatory manner. So I definitely struggled with the fact that I had been abandoned because, you know, in order to be put up for adoption, there has to be a loss that occurs first. And I certainly felt the impact of that loss. And I was grieving. And it was very unique grief because my community wasn't really involved. And while my family really tried, I don't think they understood what I was going through, and I don't think they had been prepared by the agency for the fact that I would grieve. So, in the adoption documentary, what we do is we sort of explore all of those facets that really haven't been talked about, like mental illness and grief and their effects on the adoptee.
It's really difficult to understand for someone who has never been adopted what it's like to be adopted. That's number one. I mean, it's difficult to know what it's like not to walk for somebody who's been in a wheelchair for their life, and then for us to put in there, you just can't. I wanted to extend also a big shout, because I have heard of them, the Search Angels. They're amazing people that they're volunteering their own time while they have most of them full-time jobs, and they have, you know, family commitment to help people like yourself. So a big shout out to them as well, Search Angels. So let's talk about this documentary that you're working on. But before I do that, I have to cut for a couple of seconds of my sponsor's word, and I'll be right back. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. If you just tuned in, we are speaking to Julian Kelly.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Julian Kelly has an amazing story, and if you want to hear all about it, you must tune in right now. And if you don't, well, it's recorded. So right now we have a radio button at Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, and you can just click the radio button and you can listen to us live, or you can listen to us later on. Also, I want to thank Julian for bringing this topic up. Very, I wouldn't say contradicted, but people don't talk about it very much as we should. And this is definitely something that it needs everybody's attention. And perhaps maybe by Julian sharing it with us, other people that are listening to us all over the world, they can contact Julia, or they can contact Search Engine, they can contact you know, people that are searching for the same thing. I want to thank Nature Nova for sponsoring this show, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and producer of the
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
There you have it, Lizzie T. Radio Show. And I'm here with Julian Kelly, which has an amazing story. If you just tuned in, if you want to be able to call in, ask us a question, or perhaps just a comment, or just say hello, 347-996-3926. Very easy, 347-996-3926. I will post that on our social media right now for you to be able to call us in, or to perhaps, again, just comment, or if you're in a similar situation as Julian, you would like to ask her, how did she do this? Or maybe a question that I wouldn't even think about it because I've never been in that situation. She is working on an amazing documentary that she's going to tell us about that and how she got started, what gave her the idea, obviously her own personal life. And yeah, go ahead, Julian.
Yes, I decided to do the documentary after really struggling to find my birth family and also to answer a lot of questions that adoptees ask themselves. I wanted to know why I was relinquished. I wanted to know other simple things like what kind of people did I come from? Where did I get my green eyes from? And just have closure and have a deeper sense of identity. So I'm certainly with the film advocating for adoptees' access to their original birth certificates and also just kind of addressing the questions that I haven't really seen addressed in documentaries of the past, questions of identity and how does an adoptee form their identity and the ways in which adoption impacts the ways that adoptees view themselves and their communities.
It's very interesting. I'm very, very curious and surprised how little things, and obviously they're not little for you, like knowing the color of your eyes. And because my husband and I, we know where we came from, and our kids know where they came from. I have two little girls. That one just looks like me, kind of brunette, and the other one that looks like my husband, which is blonde and blue eyes. So they know that one of them looks like me because of myself, and the other one kind of looks like my husband because of him being, you know, a lighter complexion. But you know, they rationalize that. For you, it must have been unbelievably difficult. And I'm glad that you're a strong enough person to look for answers. And not only that, you're helping yourself. You're trying to come out your own trials, but you're now even going farther, helping others and helping with this documentary, helping people in the same situation as you are. That's just phenomenal. And I need to applaud you for that because you deserve an applause. You're taking it above and beyond.
Thank you so much.
Now, for the listeners that are listening to us all over the world, how can people, and make sure I want to hear it from you so they can get in contact with you. How do people reach you? What is your website? Is there a social media page? Is there email or something? Can you please share it with my audience?
Yes, people can get in contact with us by going to almostfamilymovie.com and by registering there for our mailing list. If you go to the website, there's a trailer for the movie, and there is a link where you can actually purchase the film as of December 1st, which is when it's officially going to be released. And if you'd like to email us with any comments or questions, the email address is thealmostfamilymovie@aol.com.
So everyone, I have just posted on my social media, Lizzie T. Radio, the link for Almost Family Movie. You can like the page. I have liked that one myself right now. So the link is there. So from my social media, you can get to her social media. Help Julian out and purchase definitely the movie. So the movie is what are the proceeds? This is your project, your baby, obviously, and you're very proud of what you created. I can't wait to see the trailer. What are the proceeds for the movie?
Well, the proceeds of the movie are probably going to go in part to fund another documentary, a social awareness documentary. Our next project is going to be focusing on drug addiction. We're also going to be donating a small amount of the proceeds to various different organizations which help adoptees reconnect with their families, the American Adoption Congress one in particular.
Fantastic. Wow. Just look at you, a huge advocate and really, really making sure that everybody is aware of this issue, which, is, like I said earlier, is not very much talked about. Now, one thing that my listeners might take this show or your story might be a bit negative, which I don't see it, but is this film anti-adoption?
No, the film's not anti-adoption at all. It's actually a question that I've been getting quite commonly. I think I think there's a lot of stigma around adoption. And this film, the point of this film is really to just start discussions. It's to get people the realities that adoptees face so that we can begin to address them and improve the lives of adoptees. So I'm not saying that adoption is something that's always bad, but the reality that is that adoption is sometimes difficult, and adoption is a very complex issue, and we need to provide complex solutions to the problems that arise as a result.
And it's like anything, we always. Which is a good thing to see the greatest side of everything good that you do, right? To bring kids from different parts of the world that they need a mother and a father, that is great, but you don't know the background. So it could backfire, but you're still doing a great thing. You're still helping a child that needs a mother and a father or needs somebody to look after them. They need some sort of love. But again, I think it should be more, it's like you're saying, it needs to be more support, because with every complex situation, there's always going to be a complex development. And I think not all of us are going to know what's going to happen. There's not enough training, there's not enough support to know the consequences that happen to a child that perhaps doesn't adopt with a family that they're into. Perhaps they want to know more about their birth parent and there is no background information. So here in Canada, we have situations where kids are adopted from Africa and China, and obviously it's very difficult to find out about the birth parent. So yes, and you bringing up and making a conversation and perhaps new rules and new laws could come out of this. So this is fantastic.
I'm really hoping that the film will help adoptees gain access to their original birth certificates, because I personally believe that it's a basic human right to know where you come from, to know your biological information and to know your parents' names, just to have it on a piece of paper. You don't even have to meet them. But I think that everybody deserves the right to know that, to know their ethnicity, because some adoptees don't even have that. They don't even have their real birthdays. I think that's important.
Absolutely. It's very, very important. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are here today with Julian Kelly talking about a very important, controversial, perhaps even you might think, wow, should we talk about this? Absolutely. This is why I do this show. This is why I bring people like Julian Kelly to the show to talk about subjects that other shows might not want to talk about. They can't get into it, or they think that they're stepping into something that will be like a kind of warm. But you know what? I am not a typical radio show. I am the Lizzie T Radio Show, and I bring people like Julian Kelly to talk about subject. Now, having that piece of paper as their birth certificate, that is so important for somebody that is an adoptee. And hopefully with new laws and with people like her, this will be accessible to everyone. Julia, I want to ask you the last question. Now, do you have kids of your own? Are you thinking of having kids of your own? How is your, how do you foresee the future, or would you adopt yourself?
Well, I don't currently have children of my own, and I really haven't given a whole lot of thought to what I'm going to do in the future with regard to children, because I feel right now I feel almost like these, you know, so many adoptees and foster kids out there are my kids in a way. I don't know if that's strange, but I do. And I feel like an immense responsibility to them. So right now my focus is just on ensuring that these children are well surrounded and well protected and cared for, and that I'm advocating for their rights.
So
and also for the rights of adult adoptees.
Absolutely, but it could have been a possibility that in the future you come to a point that you see a child that has a need of having a loving parent. But could that be a possibility in your life?
I would say that anything is a possibility, but for me personally, if I were ever to adopt, I would most certainly adopt an older child, because here in the U.S., there's kind of a trend with adoption. People have a tendency to want to adopt infants, and a lot of older children are just overlooked because maybe they have mental health problems or physical health problems. So if I was going to adopt, I would certainly adopt an older child.
And that's, wow, that takes a lot of courage and a lot of guts, really, to pull that one off, because honestly, it is very difficult. And you're absolutely right. People look into the infants because they can't have kids themselves, but here there's a child, a teenager perhaps, that needs just as much as love, it's just as much as a home than a child, and they can't because they're older and they probably have a physical or mental disability. So, and good for you. I think that is just phenomenal, and that's just beautiful of you to be able to give back in that way. Well, Julia, it looks like we're running out of time, and I want to thank you so much for being part of the
Lizzie
T Radio Show, being part of this amazing network that we created worldwide, and for you to share your life, your intimacy, really, with our listeners all over the world, to share your story. And obviously, we will be supporting Almost Family Movies throughout the week and throughout the month. I will be posting the link every once in a while, just for people to remind and also to have the show to play it again. So thank you. Any last word, my dear?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I would just like to encourage any listeners out there to join in the adoption dialogue. Here in the U.S., it is National Adoption Month. So come to the website, almostfamilymovie.com, and get connected with us. And thank you so much.
So you heard it, and the links also will be right underneath my social media, which is Lizzie T Radio. And you can link, you can like, you can purchase, and you can support. Thank you so much, everyone, and make it a fantastic day. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you.
And moving on, right now, we have a couple of songs, three songs that we have to play, and we are so happy that you are supporting us with your songs. So send in MP3s. I just wanted to remind you that MP3 has to be PR rated. We do have, I have my daughters looking into the social media for me, and they're listening to the song. So make sure that they're PR rated. So the song we will be playing right now as a tribute to the Remembrance Day tomorrow. The song is from Sorrento's, and here it is.
This one goes out to all who served your country long and proud. The ones who wanted to but never could, shout out loud.
To my country I gave the best. of my life. To my country, I was as loyal to you as I was to my wife. I went to war just for you, so you could sleep at night. I kept the balance far away from you. I fought the good fight. I did it all.
That was Sorrentos with the song The Veterans, and that is to honor tomorrow's November 11th, and I am hoping that you enjoy it. Next up is Andra Goodman with the song Pages.
I read the letter you sent, so many words wrote down. I think it may be time to turn a page now. Ain't no happy ending. It's feeling more like a curse. I just want one more night. How can I make your mind reverse? We're burning down.
I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are at the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you for Nature Nova for being our sponsor. And thank you so much, Julian, for talking about this amazing topic. And please support Facebook.com/AlmosFamilyMovie. And if you mention that you heard Lisa via the Lizzie T Radio Show, hey, my job is complete. I am fulfilled. This is the reason I do this show. Thank you again, and make it a fantastic day. We will be here with another show tomorrow with another fantastic guest. Bye-bye for now.